Hey, what's going on? It's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with Chancellor Searcy. It's Reach Out Thursday, and we have started a new year off in grand style, Chancellor. Today's topic is going to be love.
Yes, Randy. Today's scripture is going to be 1 Corinthians 13, verses 3 through 5. And it says, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but I have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy, does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, and thinks no evil." So since we first started this segment, I've been talking about the importance of love as it relates to ministering and evangelism. It's vital to show love when talking to people. That's what Jesus always demonstrated.
Right.
I believe that a lot of us have an issue ministering in love because we are unhappy in our own skin, or we don't show love to our family or the people around us. So how can you demonstrate love with strangers if you can't even demonstrate love toward the people you know?
Amen.
Or see every day? So this scripture starts with saying that you can give everything to the needy and homeless, but it means nothing, you still need love.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny when you think of the people that give their money away grudgingly and with an attitude as if it's a requirement. Those deeds mean nothing. I mean, you got people in the church speaking in tongues but won't speak to people in the parking lot.
Ooh.
You got to do better. The first part of the next scripture says that love is patient and kind. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as abusive love, verbally or physically.
Right.
If someone loves you, then they are kind and respectful to you. There's also no such thing as hard love or tough love. That's just called being hard and tough.
Right.
And the last scripture says that love keeps no record of wrongdoing. Love is the heart and center of forgiveness. So once you learn to love those that hurt you, you can learn to forgive them also. As Christians, we are viewed as very judgmental. While judging is okay, we must remember to judge a person's sin and not that person.
Yeah.
But some Christians pass judgment on the person and hold that person accountable for their past sins. That's not love. And then you got Christians who approach people with their spiritual guns locked and loaded, ready to show people what they know. But that's the wrong approach. Like the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word.
Ooh, amen to that. I've seen all of that in action before and have been guilty of it myself and have tempered myself over the years. Chancellor comes to us each week at this time with Reach Out Thursday, and you can find our segments on my website and also on Chancellor's, which is
soulwinningquest.com.
And you can check out Chancellor on Facebook as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Randy, for having me.